Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amnorni Morotzi Sheyichyu. Soschai Yechavit Fega, Bas Michal Yedis Basia. We're going to be talking about Tefillah. We're starting a series with Siyata Deshmaya. Beautiful sefer called Das Tefillah. There are actually two Das Tefillahs. There's one by Rabbi Tzedek, who's a Rav Bayit Vegan, Shinev Rafu Shleima, Talmud Chacham, and Tzadik. And a newer sefer called Das Tefillah, just put out by a Rav named Reuven Schlossberg, who's a Rosh Kolo, I believe, in Ramat Shlomo in Yerushalayim. So here it's 387 beautiful pages on Tefillah. He also has a Sefer on Shabbos. It's also Das Shabbos by Rabbi Tzedek, so I guess they're going in the same halach, and they're both Talmidim of Rav Moshe. So, Sandin Arachadu. What is Tefillah? The Hagdoro of Tefillah, the definition of Tefillah, is not that when you have a problem, you go to God to solve your problems. Tefillah is not a mean to solving life's problems. By the way, I want to add that Mashiach, people often know, we want Mashiach now. Mashiach is not a means to solve our problems. It will happen. That's not the purpose of Mashiach. Sometimes there's tzaras in Klal Yisrael, and then they write about it, you know, on the website, and then in the comments people say, oh, we want Mashiach. So it's beautiful to want Mashiach. But the implication is that, oh, we have this tzaras, Ploni Almoni died, and now we need Mashiach, and then we're not going to have tzaras anymore. Things will be better for me. It's not the point of Mashiach, and that is not the point of Tefillah. The Ikar Mahusa Tefillah is that a person is Mamidis Atzmai Lifnei Hashem, the Mahus of Tefillah, the essence of Tefillah. Ube'etzem Matzav Ba'oimek Nafshoi V'Liboi Shel Odom. It's a time of meeting that happens in the depths of one heart, the depths of one heart together with the Boirei Yisbarach, V'naftule Elokim Niftalti. Rashi says, Hischabarti, Tefillah Miloshon Hischabrus. The person is connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's Mis'anek Al Hashem. It is not a means to solving life's problems. It is a purpose in and of itself. And therefore we find various Lashonos of Tefillah. For example, we have something called Tefillah Lo'ani, Tefillah of a poor person. We also have Tefillah L'Moshe, Tefillah L'David. But the highest level of Tefillah, Man Chashivu Mikulu Tefillois, Tefillah De'ani, Tefillah Da, this is the Zohar Kaddish speaking, the Tefillah Da Koide Kadim, the Tefillah De Moshe, the Tefillah De David, Tefillah La'ani is even before the Tefillah La'Moshe and Tefillah La'David and before any other Tefillah. Why? Because Karav Hashem L'Nishbar Eleif. And then the Zohar Kadosh goes on beautifully how it's Kevin the Tzolit Tzlusei Kochibichu Pasuch Kol Kavi Rikim Chol Shah Tzlusei Nekol Sarkel Eila Dachi Lo Nahu Tefillah De Meskena My Time I Begin To Yehu Tavir Liba. This Tefillah is Doicha Ala Tefillahs, because this Tefillah is come from a Leiv Shavu. The Zohar HaKadosh goes on. You can see in Parashas Balak, Chelek Gimel, on page Kuf Tzadi, Heyam and Aleph. Ubiyar Zohar Shazem Ipnei, Shinazis Mipet Mitoch Shivan Lev. V'ruim anu mizeh shetsurat ha'amadat ha'tfilah b'malata nizgava b'yoter, u'shadam nitzav ke'oni. V'kach noitza ha'tachlis, the form of standing in tefillah in the most sublime way is that a person is ke'ani. A person is poor. A person has nothing. And that's how he has a complete chibur with Hashem. Because he realizes that Hashem has everything and he has nothing. And so we find in Tehillim that David HaMelech says, v'ani tefillah, in other words, the person is transformed to be completely a cheftza of tefillah. Shekol kulo oimed lifnei Hashem u'mischaber elav yizbarach. He's standing before God. He's connecting to Hashem. And therefore the bakashas hapratiyos b'tefillah are not a purpose, but rather they are an outcome. When a person realizes that he has nothing, so he asks, I am chaser. Since I have nothing, I need you more. But that's all a means to connect. That's why it says in the Gemara that tefillah of a person is only heard if he makes himself kibasar. Mesim libo kibasar is in the Gemara, in the Saita, in the Yalkut Shemani, mesim atzmai kibasar, he's just a piece of flesh. In Chotnishkin koichas, he doesn't have koichas, he doesn't have anything. He just stands before Hashem and he says, I have nothing and I need everything from you. Person has to feel chaser. The Mabit is a beautiful sefer, Beis Elokim, Yosef Mitrani, Shara Tfila, very, very fundamental sefer for Inyane Tfila, where he says, וכמו שצריך לסדר שבח קודם, צריך לתת הודעת בסוף אל חלקו, שהוא כאבת שקיבל פרס מרבו שמשבחו והולך לו. כמו שדרשו זל, וצריך לתת טעם למה אמרו, שהוא כאבת שקיבל פרס מרבו שמשבחו והולך לו, שנראה שהוא מקווה שמיד תשמע תפילתו. אפשר שראו לנו כאן עיקר מעיקרי התפילה, והוא שלא ישים אדם מגמת פניו כשמתפלל שתשמע תפילתו. כמו שאמרו סוף בא לידי כאב לב. ולכתיב תוחלת ממושכה מחלה לב. ואמר רבי חם מרחני לכל מתפלל ולא יחזור ויתפלל, שנאמר קווה על השם וכולי וקווה על השם. ומכן מה שאמרו כעבד שקיבל פרס מרבו, הוא שיחשוב בעצמו כאילו כבר נענה. כי לא הייתה תכלית התפילה כדי שיענה, אלא להורות שאין בעולם למי ראוי להתפלל, אלא לכל יתברך, ולהכיר שהוא חסר מכל וכל בזה עולם, ואין מי שימלא חסרונו אלא הוא יתברך, ומספר לפניו חסרונותיו, להורות זה העניין בסוף השכר לבוא. אבל לא שתהיה התפילה לתכלית השגת המבוקש. First you're praising Hashem, and then you're thanking. As an Eved who receives a reward from his master, praises him and goes. Like we see in Brachas 34. What's Pshat? Eved Shekibo Pras Meirav Hashem Shabcho V'Holech Lo? So this is an Ikra Me'ikra HaTfilah. And that is that you should not focus on whether or not your tefillah was answered. If you do that, the Gemara says you're going to have ke'ev lev, it's going to have heartache, oh, when's it going to happen already? We all have that, right? You're waiting for something to happen, oh, when is it going to happen already? There's a pasuk in Mishlei that a long wait, the tochelas mamushach as a machla lev, is heartache. The Gemara says if you didn't get answered, daven again. So what does it mean, ke'ev chikiva pras meravo? Pretend that your tefillah was already answered. That's the pshat. Because the purpose of the tefillah is not that you get what you want, it's that you connected. And you're going to get the schar in the end, but it's not the purpose of the tefillah. The purpose of the tefillah is that you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we keep asking Hashem, and it looks like we're nagging. We're asking again and again, like, leave me alone. The answer is no, don't leave me alone, because you're showing that you need to connect to Hashem and that He's in charge, and that's the goal. It says in Sefer Yetzira, Baruch Elokim Chaim, Baruch Umavarach Shemoy Shel Chayo Elamim. The Gra explains that Baruch Zeh Al Yedei Atzmoy Hu Milamala Lamata, Umavarach Zeh Al Yedei Atzadikim Hu Milamata Lamala. So the Gra explains that, it says in Sefer Yetzira, Miyuchas Tavram Avinu, blessed is the living God. He is Baruch Hu Mevarach is His name, of the life of all the worlds. The Gra explains that this Baruch is Al Yedei Atzmai, through Himself, from above to below, and Mevorach is Ayyadeh the Tzadikim, which is from below to above. What does that mean? The Baal HaLeshem explains by Richos Divrei HaGor, Shari HaLeshem, which is Rav Yosef's grandfather, Sefer HaLeshem Shvo V'Achlamo, and the Shari HaLeshem Chelek Aleph Siman Yud. And the Toichen Dvarav is, what he says is that there's a chilek between Berachos Sinan and Berachos HaMitzvos, Berachos and brachos and mitzvah, and brachos that are said b'derech shel tefillah b'vakasha, brachos and enen b'mitzvahs, 100 brachos a day. But tefillah adarav, it says in the Gemara, halavai shispalim kol yom kol. The difference is that a regular bracha The Indian is Lahamshich Shefa Elyon Milamala Lamata. Ulakaim is Hagilo Elahamid is Oiram Vigiluim. To be a Mamshich, to draw the divine bounty from above to below, to establish this revelation and to stand up, bring out the light and revelations. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makor, the source of all brachas. And by saying a bracha, we bring the shefa, we bring the bounty down to the world. Bracha is milash another mavrich. A bracha is grafting. We're grafting ourselves above. And we bring this shefa down below. That's a tefillah, that's a regular bracha. A bracha, birchas hanen and birchas hamitzvahs. But brachas that are derech tefillah, their inyan is hamshachas shefa b'tzura shel milamata lamala. V'hainu, sheze poel horadas shefa al derech chidush v'lo hamoda shel shefa kayim. V'lo adam ha'idei tefillosim chadish v'yoytzer v'etzem sivayis chadoshes l'horadas ha'shefa eila. Brachas that are b'derech tefillah are hamshachas shefa in the form of lamata lamala, from down below to above. In other words, it's a chiddush. It's not that you're bringing down a shefa, a bounty that already exists. You're creating new shefa, this new bounty. So there are two drachim in the pulas adam. Kashir morid al yedei birchotav shefa chiyut v'kiyum l'chol abriya. Ha'echad hu k'shekivyachol tzinorot ha'shefa kvar kayamim. Where we have a Sinaros is a lashon of pipes that expresses the bringing of shefa. So there are two ways of doing it. One is that sinaros or shefa are already there, and the person just brings it down. And the other is that he creates it. According to this, the lashon writes that brichas hanen and v'amitzvus, we say b'lashon nistar asher kedishanu, the brachas shebetfila. We say b'lashon noichach asher ata bochartanu mikol ha'amim. In tefila, berachas haTorah, we say asher bochar banu. So berachas hanen v'amitzvus are b'lashon nistar, third person asher kedishanu, he sanctified us. Brachas shebetfila b'lashon noichach ata bochartanu mikol ha'amim. Berachas haTorah is noichach asher. Berachas haTorah is nano asher bochar banu. Not Bacharta. And so too in the Bracha of Todienu and Avdala we say Ben Kiddush Shabbos to Kiddush Siyamtu Vivdalta. In Avdala we say Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. So in that Bracha, in Brachas and Tefillah again, it's Lashon Noichach. So we say you were Mavdil Ben Kiddush Shabbos to Kiddush Siyamtu. But in the Bracha of Havdala, just like Brachas of Torah is not Lashon Noichach, so too in Havdala we say Hamavdil, Hashem is Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. We don't say Avdalta. Modim derabanan, which is in tefillah, we say shechiyatanu v'kiyamtanu, asher noichach direct. Berachas hamitzvos, we say shehechiyanu v'kiyamanu indirect. So the lashem explains, the Baal lashem explains the difference that since berachas hanen is milamala lamata. In other words, you're just being Moirid Shefa that already exists, and it's going to come down in the future. We're just Moirid that we arouse the bringing down of the Shefa b'foyal. Therefore, we say Lashon Nistar. Because we're not Misasek in Makar HaShefa, we're just Oisek b'Horadasi b'foyal. And therefore, the Makar HaShefa Nishal Nistar, Yom Rim Mechamat Ken Nusach Shal Nistar. So you have this Nusach of Nistar. So the Makar of the Shefa is Nistar. Is hidden. But by tefillah, where we're creating a new siba, in other words, where I made lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makor ha-shefa, tzim makom kazeh, yishlam rebelashon noichach, kevin she'anu oiskin be'etzim ha-makor shel sibas ha-shefa. So when we're dealing with tefillah, we're noichach Hashem, noichach Hashem. So you say it speak lashon noichach, you speak directly. Shivchi kamayim libech noichach b'nei Hashem. the famous Rashba in the Tshuva, who says that we do both. We say Baruch Atah, and then we go to Nistar, Niyah B'dvaroi, Kiddishanu B'mitzvoi Sav. So that's to show, on one hand we relate to Hashem, that's the Atah, and then the Kiddushanu B'mitzvayso, the Niyah B'dvaro, is that he's hidden from us. They're both aspects. So Al Kopanim, we see that when we're davening, Tefillah, Bracha of Tefillah, it's Noichach, because we're bringing down this new Shefa, relating to the Makor HaShefa. But in regular Bracha, we're just bringing down already existing Shefa, so the Makor HaShefa is hidden. The source of the Shefa is hidden. As I'll say, Gadol Aina Yosem and Amavarech, Vamayla Shesh Yosem Ba'ayna Amen, is because Amavarech Berchasa is Ma'ir the Shefa Melamala Lamata. But Aina Amen is both. Because Ba'aniyas Amen, you have both Kavanas. One is Lahamid Ulakayim is Masha Berchu. You're believing in what was blessed in the Bracha. And the other is the Tefillah that it should be Miskayim. So in the Tefillah part, it has the Maila, it has the positive aspect. That it's ma'ira shefa, melamata lamala. It brings down this new shefa. And never the mile of the ayna amen is gedola yosem and amavarech. Since the ralnias amen, he fulfills this chelik of tefila. Shupo b'chelik yosel gavoish yotzer sibas hashpa. So the amen is a tefila. So memela that's higher than the mavarech. It's just a bracha. ובאמס כל דברי הלשם הללו כבר מבזים באריזל שבייר שהכוונות הפשוטות של ברכה ותפילה שונות הן מן הכוונות שיש בברכת הנהנין והמצוות. והטעם הוא כנל שברכות ברכת הנהנין זהו מלמעלה למטה וברכות התפילה זה מלמטה למעלה. So the same word of the lesson we already see earlier in the Arizal. So based on what we explained that the Mahus of the Tfilah is Matzav Achibur של האדם על השם, אז יש לבר שזהו עומק כוונת האריזה והלשם. That the union of tefillah is המודה שפה מלמטה למעלה. But since a person is בחיבור עצים עם הבורי יצברך, מילה המצב הוא שהמתפלל פועל סיבה חדשה, you're making this new סיבה for הרדס השפה, because of the עצם החיבור that's created by the tefillah. משל לזה אדם שמתחנן לחברו שיעזור לו. Person's begging his friend, help me. The closer he is to his friend, the more he's נגע בנקודת פנימית שבליבוי, ויוסר יקבל מן הנוסן, כי הנוסן ירגיש את סרוס של המבקש, וכל שיוסר ירגיש את סרוס המבקש, ויעשה יוסר ככל יכולת ללפטר את בייס המבקש. כך גם כן הנמשל. אם נרצה להגדיר היטב את התפילה, אם כן כשאנו מעמידים את עצמנו לפני השם, ומבקשים ממנו יתברך שיפתור בעיה מסוימת, אנחנו מתחברים ממו כביכול, וממילא הקדוש ברוך הוא מרגיש כביכול את סרותינו, לכן אנו מעוררים אצל השם כביכול רצון לסייע לנו. What we do is, the mechanics are that we, when I say mechanics, not a nice way of putting, but the form is that we connect, like when you ask your friend, first you're so feel so, he feels so close to you, feel so close to him, and then he'll help you with your problem as an outcome. So too, we get so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Pnimius HaLev. So Mamele, he's going to want to help us. He feels our matzav, Imo Anochi Betzara. All right. So, there's obviously loads more to say. But this is the first in our Tefillah series. And I thank you for your listening. Amazing. Shalom, shalom. Lina, we shall continue.